This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sevasodi. When I asked around the office who knew the story of Putri Sadong, most didn't. And those who did knew that she was a Kelantan princess who stabbed her husband with a hairpin. Not much more, actually. And they didn't know if she was a historical character or not. One asserted that the story is taught in school in the moral class, but she can't remember the moral of the tale. This legend of Putri Sadong is being made into a contemporary Malay opera, which opens later this month. With us, Dr. Tazul Tajuddin, who's a music composer of this opera, and Catriona Au, who's the managing director of DCATS at Work, who's also the co-producer of this contemporary Malay opera titled Putri Sadong. Welcome to the show. How are both of you today?
Yeah, fine. Thank
very
you.
Good, thank you.
You know, this is very, very interesting. I've never heard of a Malay opera before. Is this the first time it's actually being done?
Yes, I think so. It is. And that's why we want to do this project.
Okay. And, you know, I understand you're collaborating with UITM. How did this collaboration come about between UITM, DCATS at Work and Dr. Tazul? You know, how did all of you come together?
Well, DCATS at Work, we actually concepted the idea of the opera with Dr. Tazul, and we needed performers. So, because Dr. Tazul is lecturing in UITM, and we thought, why not give the opportunity to the students and the lecturers to perform? And after all, opera is a very new genre in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. So, it would be a good exposure for both students, universities, as well as the audience.
When you say it's a very new genre in Malaysia, mm-hmm. Malay opera, mm-hmm. So does that mean you have the freedom to create it the way you want it to be? Because there's no benchmark, right? There's nothing to compare against. There are no rules as such. So you can create it yourself. How did you go about doing that?
Firstly, Dr. Tazul is a contemporary music composer. So we did not stick on to the traditional classical opera. We used the contemporary elements combined with the classical. So we did have a free hand in a way that people would enjoy opera with a contemporary twist. So in terms of musicality, it will not be typically classical, just flat opera. We will have some different kinds of sounds.
But what I'm trying to say is opera as such, Malay opera, never existed.
It never.
Or has it existed?
In a way, probably not. I mean, there's a traditional opera, Bangsawan, for example, in a way that is sung, but at the same time, dance, etc. So there is some kind of genre of Malay traditional opera in a way, but it's completely different from the Western opera. So the idea is, I'm trained as a composer, and I'm aware of the Malaysian traditional music. So I try to combine these elements in my music. So the traditional music of Malaysia and the Western music. So this combination is always in my music. I mean, even before I write this opera. So so what I'm trying to, you know, to project in this opera is that, okay, there is a choir, there is a orchestra, and there is mahjong, there is gamelan. So the mahjong and the gamelan is, you know, is a traditional Malaysian
part of the Bangsawan.
Right? Yes, okay. in a way, yes, because mahjong in a way is also like a theatrical, traditional, and also so we have these two things at the same time, and I combined it together and make it a mixture of Malaysian traditional as well as Western, classical. So this mixture, it will come out, you know, different when we are, you know, performing
right.
Later on. That's why we want the audience to come and see it.
What were some of your challenges? Because I can imagine trying to put modern, you know, music, trying to combine it with Bangsawan Melayu, kind of a feel, and, you know, trying to put this on stage for all of us to try and get our heads around. You need to get your heads around it before we can get our heads around it. So what were some of your challenges doing this?
Well, in the production area, I think finding the most suitable main cast, supporting cast, because they would be the main voices appearing in the performances, and also good musicians. we understand we have challenges with student performance, but fortunately we started trading way ahead. So these challenges, the main ones I would say, because people come, they want to see a good performance. Mm-hmm. So we chose Shafina Selamat, who's also a local well-known soprano songstress. We don't have many classical singers in our arena here. So Shafina's is one of a good choice.
Yeah. She was supposed to come today. She was unable
right.
to make it.
Yeah,
it?
Because
so she is Putri Saado.
Yes, she is, and we have because she's also principal of the Permata Choir, and we have also selected a few of Permata trainers to be the supporting cast. So we have got strong supporting cast, and also the choir will come from UITM students as well as musicians.
Sure, and can you go through with me the many versions of the story Putri Sadong, which version did you use for the opera?
I adapted the story because when I researching the story, I mean, okay, first of all, the story. Because before this, I was thinking, okay, which story that I want to use? I mean, I read about Putri Gudong Ledang, mm-hmm. and I read about Putri Ang Lipo, and then Putri Santubong, etc. But then Putri Saadong has this very interesting, dramatic story to it. That's why, you know, the story is being used.
How is she different? How is she different from Putri Gunung Ledang and Hang Lipo?
Yeah, we focus on the character of the Putri Saadong itself. Because from the beginning, the moment of Putri Saadong become, you know, the Raja, the Queen, and then eventually towards Raja, because Raja Narai, Raja Siam, was interested in her, and they come to propose to Putri Saadong, but was rejected, and that's another element of drama there. And then Raja Narai feel very, very frustrated, and then eventually Raja Narai came back and really, you know, attack Kelantan. Just to take away Putri Saadong. And then eventually after this destruction war, and Putri Saadong eventually said that, you know, so many people died, you know, so she sacrificed herself to be taken away by Raja Narai so that her, you know, people won't suffer anymore. So that's one of the strong thing about it, is the sacrifice. She sacrificed herself, and then she was brought to Siam, and for we adapted the story, and then for a few years, she was captured, you know, and then there's another versions that where the magic spells was used to get Raja Narai away from her, so he cannot approach her at all. So and then this magic spell, this is another element where her beauty, because she used the magic spell, so the beauty, her beauty become really slowly faded.
Mm-hmm. So because of the magic spell.
Yes, she used it, yeah. So but then at the same time, Raja Narai become frustrated. Why, you know, he couldn't get to her because of this spell. And he got all this, you know, disease, etc. So he said to her, if you cure me, I will release you. So that's what happened. But then Putri Saadong has to use more magic spells. But eventually, Raja Narai was cured. And then the Putri Saadong said, okay, now, you can go. You are free to go.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, she has to walk from her Siam back to Kelantan. So there's another part, you know, a journey that we use in one particular scene.
Right. How long is the whole production?
It's 1 hour, 20 minutes, no intermission in between. We have 5 scenes, starting with the encounter of her and Raja Abdullah, the wedding, and followed by the interruption of Raja Narai from Siam, who wants to take her back to Siam. And then the third one will be the war between Raja Siam and her people. And then after that, the fourth chapter will be her feeling very sad, you know, because she's in Siam, captured, and then using her power, she takes her journey back after Rajasiam releases her. And the fifth one will be the most dramatic, where she killed her husband with the hairpin. After she found that he betrayed her.
What sort of an impact do you think folklores like this have on people of today? People who come and watch, you know. Is it going to be purely entertainment? Are we going to take away something more than entertainment?
It's more than entertainment. We try to show the best of, you know, the music elements, the visual, the presentation. But at the same time, my work is all art music. So, you know, in a way, the seriousness of the music in itself is more than art. It's also, we want to, you know, inform and educate the audience about art music, which is different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So for this production, we would like to have an archive. We will also do video documentaries of it and also disseminate and share it with other universities, because Dr. Tazol is an associate professor with UITM. So we would like to share his techniques of composition, the production with other universities and students. I think they'll be very happy to get knowledge like that.
Yes. And I think you'll also reach out to a whole new audience.
Yes.
When you actually present it. You know, just not performing in KL, you're going up to Penang Pak as well.
Yes, correct.
Which is, I think, great exposure mm-hmm. for Putri Sardong, really. I mean, uh-huh. a lot of us haven't heard of her, which is a really great idea. We'll come back and find out more about, you know, this production is the world's first groundbreaking Malay contemporary opera in Malaysia. That's a big title for you. We'll come back and find out a little bit more about this production up next on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sivastodi. Dr. Tazul Tajuddin, who's a music composer, and Catriona Au, who's the managing director of DCADS at Work, also co-producer of a contemporary Malay opera titled Putri Sardong. This production is introduced as the world's first groundbreaking Malay contemporary opera in Malaysia.
Yes.
And what are the contemporary elements that are being incorporated into the play that makes it so groundbreaking? And who decides that?
Okay.
yeah, we'll leave that to Dr. Tazul because he's a contemporary composer. His music is different, so he will talk about his music.
One is the musical language. The musical language is going to be different from what we heard before. The thing is that if we derive inspiration from Western classical music, for example, I really like the story of, you know, there's Stravinsky's performance when it was performed in Paris, and the reaction of the audience was saying, oh, whoa, what is this, you know? But then that music becomes classical now in a way. So that's one, you know, the musical ideas and the musical artistic expression of this opera. That's one. The second aspect would be we are incorporating some sound design a little bit, so electronic sound enhanced. So we are using that as part of this to enhance, you know, adding sound, additional sound to it. Well, I don't want to say it too much because later on, you know,
you don't want to kill it for yourself.
We should let the audience experience
and then
it themselves.
The third one is the visual aspects of it. So we're trying to, you know, combine all these elements together.
Okay. And you have the Makyong people, you have the Gamelan people, and you've got the modern aspect of music as well coming into all of this. How do they communicate? How do your Makyong people communicate with the modern music?
That's
kind of
why
people
we have the conductor.
And vice versa. How do they read music? I mean, are they using certain types of score, or, you know, I'm not sure. How do they communicate?
Right. It's all written down. So all the Makyong part is written down.
Written meaning their scores?
In the notation,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
The gamelan is written down, so they have to read. So that's why we use, you know, the students, so that because they can read music. So the communication in terms of to to bring this together is by reading music. So Mak Yong, the rebab player, he has to read the notation,
which he usually wouldn't.
Because he's a viola or violin player.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So and then we train them. I mean, we have one traditional music expert to help to train, you know, to play the rebab. So the technique of playing rebab maybe is slightly different, but then the idea is that the performer can read the music. So that's the idea. So when they can read the music, everything, you know, kind of communicate in itself. So and also I will be conducting the music, you know. So so we have been rehearsing and trying to make all the communication coming along together.
And those are just the musicians. Then you have the vocals, the people performing who are going to sing.
Yes.
Opera style.
Yes.
So they all go by notation, and we have the conductor who leads them, who guides them, who comes first, who comes second. And we have the our artistic director, Encik Hamza Tahir, who will be also choreographing movements as well as positioning of the people.
How do you think the audience is going to react to this? Any idea?
Exciting.
Really?
Yes.
I think it would be something new, and they either like it or they hate it.
I'm sure. You know, it's there's nothing in between. Are you prepared for that, Dr. Tazo?
I'm prepared, yes. But I'm excited at the same time, because the reaction is, you know, it's always good, whichever form it is.
And when they sing, is it going to be Malay language? In what language are they going to be singing?
It's Malay. It's Malay.
Traditional Malay language.
Originally,
is it difficult to understand?
No, of course not, because Malay, the consonants and the vowel is very, very, you know, it's like Italian in a way. So, like for example, saya, kata, it's very clear.
But
very
what about the language itself? I mean, is it Bahasa Klasik? Is it Bahasa Klasik or
it's just normal Malay? Yes,
we
classic,
do have the Kelantanese version, which we contemplated whether we should use that. Unfortunately, I think it's safer to stick to the Malay, and we will be having subtitles in English and Malay in case people, you know, cannot follow the opera.
Right. What about the costumes? What can you tell me about that?
Okay, the costumes, they're all tailor-made, custom-made to Kelantanese as well as Rajanarai Siam. So we have characters of Siam in Rajanarai, and like in Kelantan, Songkit is popular. So we use Songkit for the Kelantanese characteristics. And for the choir, we use a generic character because they portray like the rakyat. So it's just normal costumes for them. But the main cast, like Putri Sadong, Rajanarai, Raja Abdullah, they're all custom made according to the state they belong to.
There is a picture there, if you can have a look.
Yes, you showed me, you've given me a flyer here. And the first thing I realized was the headrest, which is quite
elaborate.
Yes, and very heavy. How did the actors and actresses take to this?
That is a challenge for Shafinas. It's something very heavy on her head because it would give her some pressure. So we're trying to figure out what is the best solution. We have found out some solutions to that.
Having to sing and balance that thing on the head must be quite a challenge.
Exactly. Not just to balance. Of course, we have got good techniques to hold it up there.
Okay.
The thing is to make her hold it for 1 hour, 20 minutes, 80 minutes.
A lot of us think that these Putri Gunung Ledang and Putri Satong, the stories are very, you know, set back in the day. Yes, it was set back in the day. But some would wonder, you know, why bring it up now? You know, why feature these stories? But at the end of the day, there are a lot of issues and challenges, life challenges which we face today, which they faced even then, which comes through in the story, would you say?
In a way, the story in itself, you know, like for example, sacrifice, love, is still contemporary now.
It's universal.
Yes, it is. And betrayal, you know, and then anger, all these are, you know, human nature. So So it's in contemporary as well. So maybe the stylization that we have to bring something, you know, with the traditional, because we want to show this as a first, but probably or possibly the next project that will be, you know, we can focus on the more contemporary. But the elements of human nature is
all there. Always. So would you say then the contemporary part of all of this is purely in the music?
In the
everything else is pretty much traditional.
In the music,
the styling of the approach, how people how we present the thing, it's traditional, but I don't know if you have heard Dr. Tazo's composition. The musicality part is really different. It's contemporary. When I first heard it, it was a total surprise. So opera is traditional with again, like I said, contemporary twist. People very unlikely would expect it to be that way.
Okay. So your lead playing Putri Sajong is Shafina Selamat.
Yes, correct.
Who are the other cast members?
We have Dato Ahmad Tamimi as a story narrator. We have Mak Chi Ho as the baritone. We have Hafiz Askia from also UITM as Raja Abdullah. And we have a few others like Rachel Tan as the second wife, Khairunisa as the Chit Siti Wan Kemang, who is the adopted mother of Putri Sajong. The other subcast from Permata, trainers from Permata. Mm.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have come together in all of this. I understand you have dancers from Aswara, you have UITM, you know, actors, and, you know, a mix of people coming together. Was it a coordination? Was it a nightmare coordinating everyone?
It's a challenge.
I'm sure.
It is a challenge.
Okay, she's being very nice here.
Well, I'm still alive here. Thank God.
And almost ready to, you know, for opening day.
Yes, I'm excited about that. Night. Really, I'm excited to see the opening. The challenge really is to hold and coordinate and communicate. Of course, not just me alone communicating. Below me, we have about 120 people working on this production. So imagine 120 people. I face at least 30 different people every day.
Yeah,
so that's a big challenge.
It's always a producer's nightmare.
Yeah.
Always.
And the scheduling is a problem as well.
Yes, so everyone's got a full-time job.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
Classes and stuff.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So when did you start, you know, initiating the idea and, you know, when did you get going?
Well, Dr. Tazel came up with the composition idea, his opera idea, somewhere in...
Well, the thing is that I wanted to write an opera in 2007. But then it didn't really materialize, mm-hmm. because I'm, you know, want to get the support, the funding, etc. So until eventually, I think about around 2011, 12, and then we got the support, and then I start writing the opera, and now I finished the opera last year in July after working about 1.5 years. On the opera itself, and then we started to give the part to the cast, to the main cast first, because especially Putri Sajong, because Putri Sajong is the main character in this opera, because she'll be singing in each scenes, and the focus is on her. So she was given the parts first, so she has to study the parts. I mean, since August. And then eventually we gave all the other parts to the other people.
It's come together quite quickly, actually. Not very long.
No. The groundwork, that is the musical part, yes, because he's music director. Mm-hmm. But the groundwork started like a year, more than a year ago, when I had to do research on what kind of audience would we be targeting, where would be the most suitable location, venue, the budgeting, as well as the cast selections.
Which brings me to, you have received some money from JKKN, the Ministry of Culture and Tourism.
Yes, we did. Well, because there was a creative grant which we submitted in, mm-hmm. and we're very happy because to know that this is a creative project, artistic performing arts project. So,
and got
like
spotted, you
yeah.
know?
So, like I said earlier, it's not just about a performance; it's also academic dissemination for the universities
and development for yes. the students. So, the opera Putri Sa'adong in Pentas 1 KL Pak, produced by DCATS at Work and the Faculty of Music UITM, opens on Friday, January 23rd, and plays till Sunday. Friday and Saturday performances are at 8:30 p.m. and Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Yes. Tickets are priced at RM48, RM78, and RM108. And if you happen to be in Penang, and if you miss the KL run, they will be in Penang on the 7th of February at 8:30 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. on the 8th of February.
Yes, that's correct.
So well done. All the best for the production. And I'm sure, you know, do you think you'll take this production places, you know, when you've run it, perfected it, you know, that kind of thing. Take it abroad, for an example.
Yes, we do have plans for that.
Yes, we have plans for that, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes, to Japan and London, actually.
I think they will love it.
They will, because mm-hmm. We have been to Europe. Opera is like a daily affair.
Correct.
Yeah, you watch it on TV, you go to the performance, and people are excited about it. We hope the audience here will feel the same mm-hmm. in time to come.
Yeah. I hope by contemporizing it, it will be a little bit more accessible. Sometimes yeah. Traditional stuff is not accessible because of that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I'll come and watch and then I'll tell you what I think.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Can I just inform if people who buy bulk ticket for 50 tickets and above, they get discounts. If they get 100 tickets and above, they get more discounts. You know, they can log on to my website.
The website. Yeah. Is there a website? What is the website?
Actually, it's not in there, but they can go on to www.dcatzatwork.yolasite.
She lost her train of thought.
Only my staff knows.
That's all right.
.yolasite.com.
I suppose you can just go on to the KL Pack.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Just call 03-404-79000 and you'll be able to get your tickets there.
Right.
Thank you both very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Dr. Tazul Tajuddin, music composer, Catriona Au, managing director of DCATS at Work and co-producer of the contemporary Malay opera titled Putri Sa'adong on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.